If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Satan Is My Superhero is a very different kind of podcast.
They've been calling you pizza, haven't they?
This show is definitely not for normies.
Ooh, yeah, reach for those beans, you manly young man.
Check out Satan Is My Superhero, available wherever you get podcasts.
Wait, I surrender. It's not a real bomb. It's just a calculator taped to a packet of Frankfurters.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Mystery. Frequency.
And thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know through the comments on Spotify or through my email or social media. All links can be found in the description. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please follow, review, and rate. All that really helps out the podcast. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
presenting Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor in a new radio series, Results Incorporated.
Something for you, sir?
Yeah, I want to run two ads in your paper.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want this one in the personal column, all capital letters.
Very well. Let's see. Results Incorporated, your problem is our problem. We'll locate your long-lost uncle, work your crossword puzzles, hold your baby. Where others fail, we succeed. Contact Johnny Strange, room 201 Security Building. Well, I must say that's
another... Well, now, here's the other ad. Help wanted female.
Oh. Wanted secretary. Blonde, beautiful, between 22 and 28 years, unmarried, with a skin you love to touch and a heart you can't. Applied Johnny Strange, Results Incorporated, Security Building. Mr. Strange, couldn't we make the wording just a little less flamboyant?
Now listen, I'm not advertising for a professor of classical literature. I want results, sister, results. Results Incorporated, Johnny Strange speaking. Oh, yeah, the phone works, except nobody calls. What? Oh, when did you connect it? Oh, just now. Say, I asked for a long extension cord, you know. I didn't get it. I like to walk around the room when I'm talking on the phone. I think on my feet, not the seat of my pants. Oh, the war, huh? Oh, sure, I understand. No, no, don't mention it. Oh. Hello.
Looks like the sheriff got here first. There is Mother Hubbard's cupboard. Now, let's see how it can be improved.
Well, don't mind me. I just stepped out of the war paper.
Only one desk and two chairs. Well, we'll certainly need more furniture. And I guess three or four pictures will fix up the walls and bright orange drapes for the windows.
Anything wrong with my necktie?
Yes, it's much too loud. Neat view from the window. I can always look across at the bank clock until lunchtime.
Okay, it's a good gag. Now, who are you? What do you want?
You advertised for a secretary, didn't you?
Yeah,
but... All right. Where's the coat closet?
Now, look, sister, I haven't
hired you. Well, the ad says secretary blonde, beautiful, between 22 and 28.
Yeah, that's...
And I fill all three, so I'm hired.
Now, hold on, will you? Are you married?
Nope. Say, haven't you got any coat hangers in this closet?
No, not yet. Oh, how about the skin you love to touch and the heart you can't?
Try both, brother. Just try.
Mm-hmm. And the salary?
25% commission, my hospital bills, and bail money.
Yeah, you catch on quick. What's your name?
Travis. Teresa Travis.
Okay, Terry. Now, about your references.
Oh, excuse me. Good morning, Results Incorporated.
Hey,
yes, madam.
What is it, a customer?
I think so.
Well, let me talk to a customer.
Yes, madam. Just one moment, please. What's our business?
Well, is anything, everything.
Oh, whatever your problem is, we can solve it. Yes, madam. And your name, please? Oh, thank you, Mrs. Farnsworth. Goodbye.
No, wait. I said to let me talk to her.
Well, why should you? I've got the sales personality.
Oh, you got the... Now, look, before considering yourself hired, let's hear some of your past tense.
In chronological order?
If you don't mind.
Well, let's see. Reporter on hometown paper, lingerie model.
Could be. Well, go ahead.
Magician's helper, sawed in half twice daily, three times on Sunday. Then secretary to a show producer.
Right in the lap of the entertainment field.
No, on the lap.
And after that?
Secretary for Results Incorporated.
Just what makes you think you'd like to work for me?
Well, your ad sounded intriguing. And I have a hunch you won't do me any good, but it'll be exciting.
Yeah, you're right. Johnny Strange is a cross between a public riot and the seven-year itch.
Well, with chin guards and flea powder, I ought to survive. Now, let's hear your true confession.
Well, at 17, slide trombone player at Haley's Traveling Circus, news reporter for one winter, deckhand on a freighter to South America, detective, and then this.
Well, the man is versatile.
Yeah. You got any hobbies?
Yes, photography and murder mystery stories. I read them by the hour.
Oh, no, not in my time you don't. You pretty good with the camera?
Well, there have been worse.
I guess you'll do. But only for a...
I seek your pardon. Am I intruding?
No, not at all. Come
is,
in.
Is this Results Incorporated?
In person.
Oh, then you're Johnny Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mrs. Farnsworth. I called
you. Oh, yes, Mrs. Farnsworth. Oh, please come in.
Yeah, come in. Won't you take this chair, Mrs. Farnsworth?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. There. Oh, I do hope I came to the right place. When I read your ad this morning, I thought perhaps you might be able to help me.
Results guaranteed, Mrs. Farnsworth. Now, what can we do for you?
Well, can you find me a haunted house?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing too hot. Hey, did you say a haunted house?
Yes, sir. You see, I write mystery stories, and I need atmosphere quite badly.
Oh, you write mystery stories. How interesting. But I don't place your name, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Well, you see, I use a pen name, Beverly Heskett.
You're Beverly Heskett?
Yes.
Why, then you wrote Murder in Staples. Oh, it was so lovely and gruesome. I couldn't keep a thing on my stomach all the time I was reading it. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, Johnny, we've got to help her.
I've been to a number of real estate agents, but they won't take me seriously when I ask to rent a haunted house.
Well, do you want it with or without clanking chains?
Oh, I want everything. And if possible, no near neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I would prefer a ghost of a murdered person.
Yeah. Well, all right, Mrs. Farnsworth. We'll look around and see what we can find.
Yes, and I'll take snapshots of the places so you can decide which looks the most promising.
Oh, that would be splendid. And when would you let me know?
Well, you can check with us, say, day after tomorrow.
Oh, well, then I'll see you on Thursday afternoon. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Farnsworth, there's one thing more.
Yes?
We didn't set a fee, you know.
Oh, so we didn't. Would that $200 be all right?
Well, think so. That is, if it doesn't take more than 2 days.
Oh, good, good. Then goodbye until Thursday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Well, Terry, my girl, Results Incorporated is now a going business.
Yes, if we get a personal introduction to a ghost. I don't get it. We hear there's a haunted house here in Ashley Junction, and when we get here, nobody seems to know about it.
I got a hunch they know about it, all right. The way we act, they act when we ask them.
Well, why won't they tell us anything?
I don't know. Maybe they're scared. Say, how about trying the old geezer sitting on the curb over there?
Well, I suppose one more won't kill us.
Afternoon, Skipper.
Eh?
We understand there's a haunted house in these parts. You know about it?
A real haunted house?
Or a reasonable facsimile of the same.
Ever been in a haunted house?
No.
And the Barnsdale place ain't for you.
Oh, the Barnsdale place, huh?
Dadgummit, went and told.
Hey, where is this place?
I don't know as I ought to tell. Folks hereabouts pretty worried over the goings on lately. And me, well, I guess nobody can touch what I know.
Oh, lovely. Oh, you'll tell us, though, won't you?
Well.
Oh, please.
Sure.
Well, promise you won't tell us all?
Oh, we promise.
Well, I... Well, no, about 7 years ago, old Albert Barnsdale was murdered. Yes, sir, strangled he was. Some folks claim old Albert returned to haunt the place. Leastwise, nobody will go near the doggone house. I was sort of caretaker until a couple of months ago. Then things began to happen. Doors are banging and sneezing sounds. Only Albert wasn't succeeding. He was strangling all over again. I tell you, it was more than a buddy could stand.
Johnny, it sounds perfect.
Yeah. Say, where is this place, partner?
Why, 3-4 miles out the old Hadley Road. Remember your promise, though. Real estaters would run me out of the country if I got to win that spot and sale for them.
You can trust us. Come on, Johnny, come on.
And thanks, partner. Say, if we have any luck, I'll drop you a ghost card.
Ain't no joke, matter. Come nightfall, you wish you weren't another part of the country, Dagnum, because I know I can hang around.
I wish our headlights were brighter, Johnny.
Yeah. The old duffer didn't exaggerate.
This drive would give Karloff the jitters.
You know, I don't mind visiting haunted houses, but why in the middle of the night?
Mrs. Farnsworth wants atmosphere. How are you going to get in the mood at high noon?
Okay, so we stumble through the house in pitch dark and keep a tally card on our goose pimples.
No, it won't be pitch dark. I got a flashlight.
No.
Hey, you scared?
Hmm? No, not me. But I don't like to do things the hard way, that's all. Oh, don't look now, but I think we're at the end of the trail.
Yep. Yeah, this must be it.
Hallelujah. Woo! This is the answer to our prayers, all right. A broken-down house, stark-looking trees, and not a neighbor in miles.
Mm-hmm. You got your camera and the flash bulbs?
Yep, all set. Let's remember these creaking stairs when we report to Mrs. Farnsworth.
Yeah. Well, might as well find out if there's any ghosts in the home.
No, don't be silly. Open the door and go in.
Okay. Boy. This is atmosphere for you.
Mm-hmm.
$36 an ounce variety.
You mean 18 scarabs.
Now, that's all. Come on, better get a picture.
All right. Quicker than you can say Albert Barnsdale.
That's good. Now, let's get one of this old staircase before it tumbles down.
You know, I'm disappointed. Albert ought to be floating down it in a haze of blue light and a baritone moan. Well, now that's more like it. I wish this camera were geared for sound.
Hey, yeah, that flash bulb makes a lot of light. Must be the library, minus the books.
Oh, look at the cobwebs and the dust.
Yeah.
No wonder Albert goes around sneezing. God bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
You didn't sneeze?
No.
Look, Johnny, let's get a picture of this room and go home. Hmm? Well, what are you doing with that candlestick?
I thought I'd like to take it home as a souvenir. Can't get the darn thing off the mantle. Stuck or built in or something.
What's that?
Hey, the mantle's moving.
Johnny! Johnny, look!
Well. How do you like that? That candlestick opens a moving mantle leading into a secret passageway. Say, Bob Hope couldn't do any better.
Johnny, I don't like it.
It's perfect. Mrs. Farnsworth will kiss us for this.
You're not going into that hole in the wall, are you?
Oh, here, look. Now, you just take a picture of it for Mrs. Farnsworth. Say, if this doesn't sell her, nothing will. I'll stand here right by the side of the passageway. You snap the two of us.
Oh, all right. Ready?
Let it go.
Ah, Johnny!
Don't do that.
Johnny, get away from there, quick!
What is this?
Johnny, quick!
Now, look, honey, don't let your nerves...
My God! I saw two hands reach for you right out of the wall. Ugh. And then the most horrible thing.
Terry, come on, snap out.
Terry!
Terry, are you all right?
My head. What happened?
Now listen, beautiful. We're locked up. We're cooped.
Eddie Carson?
Yeah. He slugged us and then he locked us in this storeroom.
Where's your flashlight?
It's gone.
Is there any way out?
No, I haven't found one.
Well, how about a window?
It's barred.
Johnny, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
How long do you think we've been here?
I don't know. I can't see any light in the village, so they must have started the blackout.
Johnny, listen.
The gentleman brings a lantern.
And a gun.
You couldn't keep away from me, could you?
Oh, well, we don't see many celebrities like you, Mr. Carson.
Oh? I guess you don't at that. I'm about the most famous guy around here. Hey, what's that there on the floor?
That's my camera.
Hey! Yeah, I felt the breeze on that one.
I thought I saw something moving in the shadows. I hate shadows. They sneak up on you.
Well, you're scared of Albert, huh?
No. No, not Albert. He's dead. I strangled him 7 years ago. Made a nice grave for him, too. And then I dug him up. Would you like to meet Albert?
Well, why not? Sure,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
I keep him here in this closet till it's time for me to strangle him again. Say hello to everybody, Albert. Go on, say hello.
Johnny, the closet is empty.
Yeah. So is my head for getting you into this mess.
Now that you've met Albert, I think I can keep all of you in the same closet. You can talk to each other till the graves are dug.
The graves?
You didn't think I'd leave you lay around on top, didn't you? I was brought up decent.
Terry, the finesse.
The what?
The act, giving the business.
Oh, yes. Mr. Carson. Mr. Carson, please don't go yet.
Why?
I want you to pose for a portrait.
Portrait?
Yes, if I'm going to die now, I'd like to die knowing I've done something really big in my life, like taking the picture of Eddie Carson.
Yes?
Yes, bring your lantern and stand over there by the window.
Well,
I've never seen a good picture of you, Mr. Carson. You know, you're much handsomer than those pictures in the paper.
Yeah?
Oh, of course. Now, come on, let's get over to the window here and pose. This is going to be something special.
Okay. Sure. This is going to be something special. Say, can I have the film when it's done?
Oh, of course you can. And whenever you look at it, I hope you'll remember little Terry. Oh, just wonderful.
Hey, this is getting monotonous.
I can't help it. I don't like shadows.
Now, Mr. Carson, please. I can't take your picture if you're going to move around.
All right. I won't look at the shadows.
Oh, that's a boy. Now, don't get scared when my camera makes a big light.
Yeah, and if you have any reflexes, watch where you point that gun, please.
Okay, here we go.
That was fun. Do it again. This time, get my profile. I've got a swell profile.
All right, you're the boss. Just give me a second to fit in another bulb here.
Here, Eddie, put on my necktie. It'll make you look nice.
Get back in the corner. I don't like things around my neck. You know, I was just thinking. Albert had the strangest look on his face when I strangled him the first time. He gurgled. And his eyes. Say, I ought to have everything in keeping. Instead of shooting, I could hang you two.
Oh, by all means, hang us. Now, just one more picture and then I'm out of flashbulbs.
Oh, shucks.
You know, I read of an interesting strangling once. The murderer tossed a rope over the limb of a tree and tied a man to each end of the rope. And when they tried to struggle, they strangled each other. Oh, it was marvelous, really. Well, I'm all set. Hold it now. There you are.
Tossed a rope over the limb of a tree, huh? Say, that's a good idea. I'll do that to you. I ain't never tried that one. I'll be back. I gotta get those spades done and find some rope.
That's nice going, pal. You finessed us up good.
Oh, well, I was only making conversation. Mm. Besides, what about you? I thought you were going to slip Carson the old Johnny Strange one, too. I gave you the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, with him taking pot shots at shadows every 2 seconds?
Well, anyway, let's hope it worked.
Let's hope... What are you talking about?
The flash bulbs, genius. Those flashes must have been seen in the village. We're in a blackout, remember?
Now, listen, Sugar, everybody in Ashley Junction is so pie-eyed scared of this joint, they wouldn't come near it if you hung out a neon sign reading charcoal broiled steaks. Well, I hope he makes my grave long enough.
Mm.
I never could sleep with my knees tucked under my chin.
Johnny.
Yeah?
What do we do?
I don't know. Terry.
Yeah?
I'm awfully sorry I got you, Miss Jim.
Oh, that's all right, Johnny. I said you wouldn't do me any good, but... Well, at least it would be exciting.
Mm. You were to get 25% of everything we took in.
Looks like you're going to get 50% of this little hanging party.
Well, haven't you got any more strategy up your sleeve, General?
No. Fresh out. But I'll go down trying.
Step out with your hands in the air. Now, you can't get away with this, Carson.
Look who's telling who. Come on, get going.
I'm going to get a bang out of this. I never seen two guys hang each other before.
Well, that goes double.
What's that?
Hey! Hey in there! What's going on?
Who's that?
It's the police, Eddie. They got you cornered.
The police? How did they know I was here?
What, don't you remember those flash bulbs when your picture was taken?
That was the signal to close in?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't got me yet, and I'll get you before they get me.
Hey, there's another shadow. Look out behind you, Carson.
No!
Darn this.
All out of bullets, huh, Eddie?
Oh, Johnny, be careful.
I'll kill you with my fist.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yeah, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Yeah, that's one I picked up from an old sea captain.
I'll get you with my fist.
And here's one I learned with. You learn when you're a cop.
Ooh.
And to top of it off, here's a little trick to pick up in the Marines. Here. Up, the daisy.
Johnny, you all right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. He just about chewed off my ear.
Hey, what's going on in here? Who fired them shots?
Oh, so you saw my flashes.
Yeah, a perfect blackout except for your bloomin' house party. Say, what's that you're sitting on?
A gent named Eddie Carson.
Eddie Carson? But not the...
Yes, sir, partner, the Eddie Carson.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
We're going to splash him across page one of every paper in the state.
With pictures by Teresa Travis.
And results by Johnny Strange. Results Incorporated, satisfaction guaranteed.
Police state that Carson was on the point of murdering both Miss Travis and Johnny Strange and had already prepared their graves when Strange gave battle and after all. Both Miss Travis and Johnny Strange and had already prepared their graves when Strange gave battle and after a hard struggle overpowered
the
gunman.
Listen to this in the Herald. Mad killer captured by daring couple. Eddie Carson outwitted by pair of house hunters. John Strange and Teresa Travis, president and secretary respectively of the organization known as Results Incorporated, were the...
Hope I'm not intruding again.
Oh, well, Mrs. Farnsworth.
How are you children today?
Oh, we're present and voting.
Have you got that house for me yet?
Mrs. Farnsworth, we have found you a house that has everything. There's a murderer, a ghost named Albert, a sliding panel, two attempted murderers, and a couple of unused graves.
And pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, how perfect. Then I'll give you my check right now.
Oh, well,
excuse me.
I get a pen.
Results Incorporated. Yes? What? Oh, one moment, please. Johnny?
Yeah?
It's the state penitentiary. They've just had a prison break. What's our price? Wholesale.
Lloyd and Claire, you certainly had us worried there for a minute. Say, what have you on tab for next week? Another comedy mystery?
Well, mystery, yes. Comedy? Well...
You see, in our next story, Lloyd, or that is Johnny Strange, has a most amazing adventure.
Yeah. It all starts out when a guy named Trezona hires us to locate his brother. Now, in tracking him down...
Johnny can't resist a late afternoon cocktail. So he stops in a local pub and orders a drink.
And the next thing I know, I'm on the floor, the place is deserted, a gun is in my hand, and a dead policeman is lying beside me.
And solving the mystery of what happens in that blank period from the time Johnny takes the drink and when he wakes up with a gun in his hand,
proves to be one of the most exciting experiences ever encountered by Results Incorporated.
Appearing in our cast tonight were Wally Mayer, Dee Benaderet, Joe Kearns, and Dick Ryan. Music was by Felix Mills. The script was written by Leonard St. Clair, and Bill Hampton is the editor. Our thanks to all of them, and our thanks to you for listening. This is Henry Charles speaking.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Presenting Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor in another adventure of Results Incorporated.
With Old Man 1944 staggering feebly to a well-earned rest in the happy hunting grounds of past-on years, Johnny Strange, president of Results Incorporated, is busy in the modest office of the company trying to draw up an accounting of the year's activities. We find Johnny desperately struggling with the one job in his varied and exciting career which he has never been able to master.
Mrs. Smithington's pearl necklace recovered 25% of the it's darn typewriter never could spell.
Why, Johnny Strange thought that this minute.
Well, Terry, my sometime secretary, what's wrong? What are you talking?
Well, imagine a grown man beating up on a poor, defenseless typewriter. You ought to be ashamed.
Now, how about you? Weren't you supposed to be here by 10 o'clock this morning?
Let me remind you, I don't like working on Sundays.
Yeah, I second the motion, Sugar. But the sooner we get this report finished, the sooner we start celebrating New Year.
Oh, good. Where are we going tonight?
Well...
Let's have a lot of fun and excitement and make noise.
No, baby. My plans are different.
Oh, what are they?
Nice, quiet, homey evening. That's for us.
You mean a safe and sane New Year's?
Mm-hmm. Just you and I, in a little secluded restaurant, a gypsy violin in the background, and then the bells ringing out the old year.
What have you been reading?
Oh, now, baby, we've been having so much running around, excitement, and noise during the year. This will be different, you know?
It certainly will. Different than you planned.
No, don't get excited,
Doctor. If you think for one moment...
Terry, wait a minute, will you?
A nice, quiet New Year. Sipping tea.
Well, we don't...
Listening to a soft violin. Oh, not for me.
Listen to reason, will
you? All year long, I slave in this office, and now that...
Yeah, well, no...
Oh, Johnny, look in the doorway.
Oh, a visitor. Yeah. Are you looking for something, mister?
Well, you see, I'm looking for the Office of Results Incorporated.
Oh, this is it, and this is Johnny Strange, its president.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're not open for business today.
Oh, I see. Perhaps I'd better come back later.
Mm-hmm. No, come in. Don't let Johnny frighten you. He's really a soft, gentle soul at heart.
Oh, now, Terry, will you?
Well, see, I'm a bit worried and confused.
I see. Could we help?
Well, I do need help badly. I'm glad she hasn't followed me here.
She? Who, your wife?
Oh, no. I meant Queen Shishak.
Queen Shishak? Oh, no.
Quiet, Johnny. Huh? About this queen, Mr.
Lanscombe's my name.
Lanscombe.
Woodford Lanscombe.
Are you talking about a real queen, Mr. Lanscombe?
Oh, yes. That's why I've come here. I want someone to sit up with her.
Sit up with a queen?
Yes.
Well, that's different. Where is she?
Oh, I'm afraid you don't understand.
No, sure, I get it. You want Queenie to visit all the bright spots and have a big New Year's.
No? Oh, no, that isn't it at all.
Huh?
You see, Mr. Strange, Queen Shishak is dead.
Dead?
Oh, she's been dead for more than 3,000 years.
Holy mackerel.
But, Mr. Lanscombe, you said something about sitting up with her.
Oh, I guess I forgot to explain. You see, Queen Shishak is a mummy.
Oh.
Oh, and you want us to sit up with her, sociable-like, huh?
That's the idea.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Lanscombe, why don't you just come back on April Fool's Day, huh? We won't be so busy.
Johnny, then, quiet. Maybe... Sit down, Mr. Lanscombe, and tell us all about it.
Oh,
for the
Lord. Oh, thank you. I am a bit tired. It's quite a long walk from the museum.
Do you work there?
Oh, I've been night watchman at the museum for 24 years now.
Oh, and I suppose that's where the queen hangs out, hmm?
Oh, she just arrived today, and that's the trouble. Ever since the new mummy started arriving several weeks ago, I've been falling asleep on my job.
And you think the new mummies have something to do with it?
Oh, yes. They put me to sleep so I won't worry about them when they leave the museum at night.
What? Are you trying to tell us that these mummies just get up and do the town?
Oh, they must. Several mornings when I woke up, I found the mummies with the lids of the sarcophagi open.
The sarcophagi? What?
The sarcophagus, Johnny.
Yes.
That's the casket they put the mummies in.
Well, maybe so, Sugar, but I've had enough lessons for today. 3,000-year-old mummies strolling down Broadway singing a trolley song in Egyptian. Anytime I'm...
I was afraid you wouldn't help me. Well, I'm sorry I've bothered you. I'll just go along.
No, no, don't go, Mr. Lanscombe. What is it you want Results Incorporated to do?
Well, I'd pay you for your service.
Of course, we understand.
I just thought that if you could stay at the museum with me tonight.
You mean to watch Queen Shishak so she won't run away?
Oh, no, no. She'll come back like all the others did.
No, Terry, he wants us for a pinochle game. That's...
I'm afraid that when the Queen puts me to sleep tonight, I might not wake in time in the morning, and Mr. Adams would find me sleeping.
Well, who's this Adams guy?
Oh, he's the day attendant and a very nice gentleman.
But still, you might lose your job asleep like that.
Oh, yes. And my job means so much to me. You see, in one more year, I'll get a pension.
Well, this is by far the screwiest setup that ever walked into this office.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I had hoped you'd understand.
Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Lanscombe. We're going to help you.
Oh, now, Terry, don't start making...
Johnny and I will be at the museum tonight to pay our respects to Queen Shishak.
Do you realize what you're saying? This is the 31st of December, remember?
And weren't you the one who wanted a quiet, homey New Year's Eve?
Of course, but this
is... And what could be quieter than an evening with a respectable mummy, 3,000 years old? Oh, Johnny, I think this museum is beautiful, but checking up on that nice old man like this, well, it's a dirty trick.
Look, in our business, we can't afford to trust anybody.
Well, what are we going to do? Just walk around the place?
With that hat you've got on, you better keep on walking or somebody will put you in one of those glass cases.
Mr. Strange, another hat insult out of you, and I'll resign.
Oh, now, sugar, you couldn't ever do that. Why, what would the company do for Results?
Well, and you better be good.
All right. That'll be one of my first New Year's resolutions. Be good to my dear secretary, Teresa Travis.
You know, sometimes you're cute, you old sourpuss.
Hey, Terry, hold on. See that fellow there?
Mm-hmm.
He looks sort of important. Let's talk to him.
All right.
Oh, hello. You in charge of this museum?
Well, not exactly. I'm Mr. Adams, the day attendant.
Oh, Adams. I'm Johnny Strange, and this is Miss Teresa Travis.
How do you do?
Say, does a man named Lanscombe work here?
Yes, yes. He's the night watchman. Mm-hmm.
You see, Johnny, just like I told you.
Is anything the matter?
Well, this old fellow wants to hire us for a job.
Oh, what sort of a job?
he said something about the mummies in the museum putting him to sleep and then walking around. It was all pretty zany. You know?
Lanscombe told you that?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't take him too seriously. He's pretty old, you know.
Yeah, I figured that. Well, it's just like I told you, Terry. Come on, let's forget about the whole thing.
Oh, right? No, we won't, Johnny. That old man is in trouble. I just know he is.
Really? Well, it's none of my business. But I'm afraid that Lanscombe is just a little mentally unbalanced.
Why, sure, Terry. Mummies only walk around in horror pictures.
Well, there must be something behind what he told us. He was such a nice old man.
Right, so he was nice, so what?
So I think we ought to help him out, even if it's just to humor him.
All right, we'll see about it. But first, let's get back to the office and finish that report, huh?
Oh,
come on.
You and your report.
And goodbye, Mr. Adams. Thanks for the information.
Yes, yes. Goodbye, goodbye.
Eddie.
What's your matter?
You see that couple heading for the door?
The guy and the blonde?
Yes, I want you to follow them.
Sure, but what's up?
And it seems Lanscombe did some talking. Those two have got some ideas about helping him.
Say, that doesn't sound so good, Chief.
Go to work on them, Eddie. Maybe you can sort of change their ideas.
I don't care what that Mr. Adams said. I'm sure Lanscombe was telling us the truth.
Your intuition again.
Hmm. My intuition is always right.
Well, maybe so, but it gets us into nothing but trouble. As far as I'm concerned, that guy Lanscombe is mummy happy.
I suppose you're telling me you're not going back to the museum tonight.
Not a chance, baby.
Oh, dear.
Lanscombe will have to entertain Queen Shishak all by himself.
You're just plain stubborn.
And you're just plain sentimental. For God's sake, any guy with a gray beard and a sad story starts those big, beautiful eyes of yours to weep.
Well,
all over
Mr. Tough
place.
Guy, if that's the way you feel about it, big, beautiful eyes, is going to the museum by herself.
Oh, no. No, you don't. Remember, you're just the vice president of this outfit. I still give the order.
Maybe you do. Every day but Sunday.
Now, Terry, we're not going to sit out New Year's Eve in an overstuffed mausoleum. That's the silliest idea I ever had.
Johnny, look out for that car.
Hey, what's he trying to do?
Johnny, watch out. He's crowding you.
Hey, what's the idea? Move over, will you? Hey.
Oh, he threw something through our window. Oh, Johnny, watch out.
Hey.
It's cold. Oh, Johnny, are you all right?
Yeah, I stopped in time. It was close.
Yes. I wonder why he pushed us into the curb.
I don't know, but someday I'll find out. And hey, that thing he threw at us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here it is, Johnny.
Yeah, that's nothing but a piece of iron.
Look, here's a note attached to it.
Note? What does it say?
Hold your seat, Johnny. This is right to the point. Keep away from the museum unless you want a little tomb for yourself.
Wow. Sort of a quaint little New Year's card, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think it's a gag?
Well, if it is, I'm not laughing. No, sugar, I'm afraid somebody's playing tag and we're it.
Well, I don't get it. What does it mean?
It means that we visit the museum tonight. To ask Queen Shishak a few questions.
Back to Johnny Strange and Terry Travis in just a moment. But first, a message from your government. 10,000 nurses are needed at once by our Army. The need is great, the responsibility is greater. And every nurse now in civilian practice should consider it her immediate obligation to apply to the War Manpower Commission for reclassification to military service. In addition to the knowledge that she's doing her duty, just like the fighting man, the Army nurse has these advantages. Upon acceptance by the Army Nurse Corps, a nurse becomes an officer with the rank of second lieutenant and full opportunity for further promotion. She's also eligible for such veterans' benefits as mustering out pay, loans, and so forth. 10,000 more Army nurses are needed at once. Every nurse who hears this announcement should immediately plan to contact the Surgeon General, U.S. Army, or her local Red Cross chapter for full information as to how she may be reclassified for military service. Do it today. And now back to Results Incorporated, starring Claire Trevor and Lloyd Nolan. As we start the second act, it's later that evening. Johnny and Terry are approaching the museum to keep a rendezvous with the strange Mr. Lanscombe and a 3,000-year-old mummy, Queen Shishak. It's very dark, and the large building looms up like a threatening shadow.
Hey, this place is certainly gloomy at night.
Well, if you want to wait a while, I'll order up a bigger moon.
That'd help. Johnny, I wonder what gave Lanscombe the idea of a new mummy's walk around.
Well, in just a few minutes, he'll tell us all about it.
Oh, there's the side entrance.
Yeah. Terry, look at this sign on the door. Visiting hours, 9 to 5.
That's not a bad idea. Coming back when there are other visitors.
Baby, we're here and we're going in.
Oh.
Oh, Lanscombe. Oh, Mr. Lanscombe.
Try again.
Okay. Lanscombe!
He doesn't answer.
Yell loud enough to wake up the dead.
Oh, that's not very funny at a museum.
Well, I'll knock on the door. Hey, the door's swinging in.
He must have left it open for us.
That's nice of him, wasn't it?
Mm.
Come on, let's go in.
Oh, it's awfully dark in there.
And Johnny Strange was smart enough to bring a flashlight. Yeah, that better?
Well, it doesn't throw much light.
Well, come on, stay close to me.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, Mr. Lanscombe. Lanscombe, we're here. He must be busy night watching, hmm?
Johnny, I think I'm getting scared.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
All those big, big shadowy things.
Well, they're just the exhibits, that's all. You know, mummies and stuff.
I can't understand why Lanscombe isn't here.
Johnny. What's the matter?
Oh, it's just a sarcophagus. I bumped into it.
Hey, boy, it's a beauty. Look at all the fancy decorations on it, eh?
There's a sign. Let's see. Queen Shishak, 1500 B.C., from the pyramid of King Cheops.
Queen Shishak. Well, that's the baby that Lanscombe was telling us about.
Yeah.
The new mummy, you know?
Just think, Johnny. She's been in that coffin all those years.
Yeah. Well, come on. Let's find Lanscombe.
I'll try calling him, hmm?
Go ahead.
Mr. Lanscombe! Mr. Lanscombe!
I never heard of that guy asking us to come out here. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
They're on the floor. It's Lanscombe.
Oh, Johnny, is he dead?
I'll take a look.
No. Well, he's breathing heavy.
You think the mummies put him to sleep?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Here, look at this.
Well, it's only a thermos bottle with coffee.
Yes, but this coffee was sweetened with something besides sugar.
Oh, that must be it, Johnny. He's been drugged.
That's right. I guess the old man wasn't having hallucinations after all.
Can't we do something for him?
Well, I'll carry him outside in the air and then we... Hey. Terry?
Hmm?
Didn't you hear something?
I heard a noise, like a door being opened.
Must be another door at the back. Somebody's coming in.
Who could it be?
Now, quick, baby, come on.
What are you going to do?
Here. Here's that sarcophagus. Just a minute. Yeah, the front of it opens up.
Oh, that's Queen Shishak.
Quick, Terry, get in. Go on.
Johnny, inside with her?
There's nothing else to do. You'll be safe in there. Hurry up. They're coming. Come on.
What about you?
Oh, duck out of sight. Now.
Here. This is it, Eddie. The old Queen Shishak herself, fresh from Egypt.
That's a pretty case she's got, Chief. She must have been a big shot.
All right. This time it's better we take the sarcophagus as well.
Oh, poor old girl's heavy.
Naturally. This is the big sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. We can just put the queen down. She's tired of traveling.
Hey!
Never mind. Just start walking this way without the mummy.
Why, sure, sure. We're putting it down. Sneak behind him. It's dark.
Okay.
Come on, get moving.
We're coming. Now, what's the big idea?
Well, we'll all just walk toward the death. Hey, what?
Give it to him, Eddie.
Just like this.
Nice work, Eddie.
I hit him pretty hard with this gun.
Okay. Keep all the better. Come on, let's take the queen home. We've got business with her. Curves, Eddie. You don't want to shake up the queen.
Okay, slow it does it.
I was surprised to see that Johnny Strange at the museum. I guess he didn't take our warning very seriously.
Some guys never can keep their nose out of trouble.
I wonder how much he found out before we got there.
What's the difference? He's sleeping sound now, along with the old man.
We'll have to get back there as quick as possible and make some new arrangements.
Sure, but first we see what the queen's got for us.
That should be a profitable pleasure. There's the house.
Yeah, sweet little hideout. Should I go around the back?
Yes, yes. Drive right up to the shop. Now, Eddie, open the back doors and shove the mummy case out to me.
Right. There she comes, Chief.
All right. I've got one in. Now you grab the other end of the mummy case and in the shop. Ow. Oh. Tremendously heavy. Right here now. On the bench.
Let it down.
Oh, dear. Well, that's a job.
Chief. Something's banging inside.
Oh, quickly, open it up.
Well, it's about time you opened us up, you lunkhead.
It ain't the mummy.
You... What are you doing here?
I don't know, Mr. Adams, but I'm leaving right now.
Eddie, grab him.
I got it, Chief.
Let go, you brave robber.
Hang on to her while I shove this handkerchief into her mouth.
Hey, this one's a wildcat.
Now, let's tie her to that chair.
Okay, take her easy, Blondie. Take her.
That's it.
Hey.
Ah, that's better.
What was she doing in there with the queen?
Well, we'll find out later. We'll just park her in the back room so that she won't interfere with our work. All right, Miss Travis, you can just sit and relax. Eddie and I have work to do in the other room.
Hey, would she be all right here, Chief?
Why, surely. She can't get loose until we're ready to untie her.
Come on, Chief. Let's get back to the queen.
Yes, and one more thing, Miss Travis. Don't be expecting your boyfriend. He has another engagement. Mr. Strange. Mr. Strange, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, my head. Oh, it's you, Lanscombe.
Yes, I've been shaking you for several minutes.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I must have fallen asleep. And when I woke up, you were here on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, the lights went out all of a sudden. Hey, wait a minute. She's gone.
That's what I wanted to tell you. The queen is gone. I can't find her anywhere.
Yeah, but Terry was in that sarcophagus.
You mean she went out with the queen?
They didn't go. Somebody carried them out right through the back door.
Oh, Mr. Strange, I'm afraid the mummy spell is working on you, too.
Oh, now look, you can just forget about all that hocus-pocus business. Two guys came in, biffed me on the head, and took the box.
But that's impossible. All the doors are locked.
Well, hasn't anyone else got a key?
No one except Mr. Adams.
Adams. That's who it was. I remember his voice now.
But why would Mr. Adams take the queen?
Well, I don't know, but he's got Terry, too, and I'm going to find her.
And the queen also?
Oh, sure, sure. Now, look, where does this Adams guy live?
Oh, he has a place at the end of Grant Road at the top of the hill.
Well, that's for me. And, by the way, Lanscombe.
Yes?
Did Adams leave that thermos of coffee for you?
Well, yes, he always does. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, one of the best. Well, while I'm gone, be sure you don't drink any more of that coffee.
Do you think I should go with you?
No, you just sit tight here and wait. Maybe a Queen Shishak will be coming home soon. Hey, Terry. Terry. It's Johnny here at the window. I'm coming in. Okay, baby. I'll be right with you. Wait a minute. Dirty rats. Here, I'll untie your gag. There you are.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, you're a welcome sight.
Oh, you poor kid. Now, just hold on a second. I'll take off these ropes.
Yeah.
There. That's better, isn't it?
Oh, much. Oh, Johnny, you're a dog.
Now, wait a minute, baby. Just save that till later.
Johnny, let's get out of here right away.
Oh, sure we will, Terry, but I'd like to find out what this mummy business is all about.
Well, be careful.
I'm just going to slide my ear up against the door.
But what if they come in and find me?
They won't. They're much too busy with the queen.
Oh, let's go and call the police.
Quiet. I want to hear.
What are they saying?
They're all excited about something.
Oh, Johnny, please.
Shh, quiet. Adams is going back to the museum to take care of me and Lanscombe. He's going to be surprised.
That other one, he's still here.
Well, maybe we can cook up a little surprise for him, too.
Well, what do you mean?
Shh. Yeah. Adams went out. I heard the door close.
Oh, we ought to go out, too, while we've got the chance.
No, I want a few words with that Eddie. He's the one who clunked me.
But, Johnny, the door is bolted from the other side.
Listen, don't you remember what the spider said to the fly? Well, we'll make this mug come to us.
But he's got a gun.
And we've got the brains. Plus this chunky piece of firewood. Want to fit nice on his skull.
All right, what's the program?
You just park that beautiful figure right in that chair again. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now what?
And I'll slip myself behind this door, like this. Now we're all set. Let go with a healthy scream.
But I don't feel very helped.
Terry, scream. Go on, give out.
Right,
if
you say so.
Sure.
Help! Help!
I told the chief we have trouble. Hey, what goes on in here?
Help! Help!
I'll have to shut you up.
Here, my friend, right in your nut.
Oh, Johnny, a perfect bullseye.
Yeah, I aim for his bald spot.
Oh, he looks nice on the floor.
Now, come on, baby. Into the other room and find out what those would-be cats and jammer kids were up to.
Say, look. Oh. They took off some of the queen's wrappings.
Yeah, and do you see what was inside?
Johnny, look at them. Those jewels.
Yeah. Dozens of them, all uncut beauties.
Well, they were smugglers.
Must have been.
The jewels were inside the queen's wrappings.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, Terry. See, these two were probably part of a ring.
Uh-huh.
That's why the newly arrived mummies moved out of the museum at night.
Wow, what a haul. Gee, these jewels must be worth thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's why I'll keep them.
Adams.
Lucky for me that I saw your car parked around the bend. I always like to be at home for guests.
Careful, Johnny.
Now, don't worry, Miss Travis.
He hasn't much choice to be otherwise.
All right, so you've got a gun, so what?
I'm afraid I'll have to use it.
Johnny, he means it.
It's all right, baby.
You should have stayed in your own backyard.
Hey, what's that? Never turn your head, Adams.
Hit him a good one, Johnny.
Like this, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes, just like that. That makes two away.
Two away and none to go.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll open the door.
I'll cover you with this gun, just in case. Go ahead.
What? It's Mr. Lanscombe.
Oh, it's you. And there's Mr. Strange.
Come on in, Mr. Lanscombe. Join the party.
Oh, it's late, but I was getting so worried. You see, Queen Shishak, she hasn't come back.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Lanscombe. You know how girls are. Johnny, here it is. Just like you wanted.
What were you saying, Terry?
Oh, honestly, if my company is that boring...
Oh, no, sugar. I was just thinking. Go on, what did you say?
Well, I was just remarking that here's that nice, quiet New Year's Eve you wanted.
Mm.
Complete with a gypsy violin.
Oh, sure. The evening didn't start out so quiet, though.
No, but it was fun. You know, we've had some awfully good times together this past year, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We're really a pretty happy combination. Results Incorporated, with a good president and a swell vice president.
That's a beautiful thought.
Terry, you know, in 1945, we're really going to go places, do big things.
Like what?
Well, like expanding. I can just see our offices all over the country.
Johnny, you're getting that faraway look in your eyes.
No, I'm serious. And we're going to start out with a new motto. Results Incorporated, results while you wait. It makes it streamlined.
Branch offices.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't by any chance thinking of a new flock of feminine first vice presidents, all streamlined.
Oh, now, Terry, you know me better than that.
That's just the trouble. I know you.
Now, listen, baby. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have you. And that goes for this year or any year.
Johnny, how you throw the blarney and how I love it.
Now, Terry, this is it. 1945.
Oh, a new year, a brand new one.
Well, Terry, what are we waiting for? Let's start this year off right.
Sure, Johnny.
The mystery comedy series Results Incorporated has starred Lloyd Nolan as Johnny Strange and Claire Trevor as the irrepressible Teresa Travis. Miss Trevor has appeared through the courtesy of RKO Studios and Mr. Nolan through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Tonight's script by Saul Stein and Martin Work was based on characters created by Lawrence Edmund Taylor. Music by Russ Crump. We all wish you a happy new year. Bob O'Connor speaking. This is Mutual.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.